Well, it's basically to share ideas about space, the future of space travel, human race going out into space, and rocketry, going to Mars, exploring the solar system, sort of thing. Minor things.
Yeah, summer projects, right.
That's right.
Going to Mars, things like that. So you're having a meeting tomorrow, is that right?
That's right. We're at UFC. We've got one of their science lecture halls, ST-145, and we've got a full day's conference. There's six speakers.
Anybody famous?
Myself, of course.
Yeah, of course. Richard Hoagland, is he going to be there?
Richard Hoagland, who is that?
You're kidding. You don't know him?
No.
Oh, you should read his book. He talks about Sedona, the colony on Mars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's this wingnut who's on our all-night show all the time as a guest.
Okay. Kim Stanley Robinson in his Mars books, but I haven't met Richard yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I shouldn't call him that. He's a very interesting man. Well, anyway, who do you have for guests?
We have several other wingnuts, actually. And we've got a few people who are doctors in the field and are speaking sort of on a semi-serious note, but Dr. Eric Patterson's coming in from BC talking about living on the moon for seniors. We're looking several years ahead here, of course.
Of course.
You know, when a 150-pound person only weighs about 25 pounds up there, it's not that much stress on the human body, so...
So we can live longer, you're telling me, if we had to live on Mars?
Or rather
on the moon?
Yeah.